With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. It may be hard to believe the beginnings of the COVID pandemic began more than 4 years ago. That could be because so many effects of the pandemic took years to withdraw. Churches were hit hard by the pandemic as services faced government-ordered shutdowns, and the toll of the pandemic on members and ministry was great. Pastors also faced significant challenges to adjust the way they minister. However, a recent poll from the Barna Group indicates pastors are on the other side of the pandemic, as challenges they face personally are improving. The number of pastors who say they are very satisfied with their vocation has grown to 59%. That's up from 52% in 2027. 47% of pastors say they're very satisfied with their ministry at their current church. That's up from 38% back in 2022. That's a significant increase from the last time Barna checked in. This week is a special week in the life of the Christian faith as believers look toward Resurrection Sunday. Typically marked by special events and services, the week leading up to Easter gives Christians a special opportunity to reflect on the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Many churches offer special services throughout the week, including Good Friday services, to mark the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. According to Almanac.com, Easter Sunday always occurs on the first Sunday after the Paschal full moon. What is the Paschal full moon? Well, it's specifically the first Sunday following the full moon that occurs on or after March or spring equinox. The word Paschal is derived from the word Passover.
Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar.
Dan Darling writes, in the parable of the prodigal son told to a crowd of Pharisees, Jesus invited the religious to find redemption. He told the story of a prodigal, the kind of moral reprobate the Pharisees knew would be far from God's kingdom. But he also told the story of another kind of prodigal, one who was striving to do all the right things to please the Father, but whose heart was also on a far journey. To the listeners of his day, it would be scandalous for God to offer forgiveness and grace to a son who had so dishonored the Father, and yet it might seem scandalous that God would offer that same grace to those who don't think they need it. But that's what Jesus was doing. Tim Keller says of Jesus, he is not a Pharisee about Pharisees. He's not self-righteous about self-righteous. He's not about loving only the wild-living, free-spirited people, but also the hardened religious people.